The initial public offering, IPO, of state-run warship maker Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited successfully sailed through on the first day on Tuesday, led by strong demand from retail investors. Mazagon Dock & Squo's public offering of nearly 30.6 million shares received bids for 63.97 million shares at the end of day one, stock exchange data showed. The book was subscribed 2.09 times. The quota of shares reserved for retail investors was covered 5.64 times. Non-institutional investors such as corporate houses and affluent individuals placed orders for about 77% of the shares reserved for them. Institutional investors bid for 3.6% of shares reserved for them, the data showed. Mazagon Dock & Squo's IPO, which is part of the government and Squo's disinvestment program, will close on Thursday. The company is seeking a valuation of as much as 2,924.5 crore, $396 million. The government is selling 30.6 million shares, or a 15.17% stake, in the Mumbai-based company which is Nan Squo's, issuing any new shares. The company has set a price band of ₹135-145 per share for the IPO. At the upper end, the government will mop up 444 crore. Mazagon Dock, which is fully owned by the Government of India, is the first state-run company to go public in the financial year that began in April. As part of the disinvestment program, the government has sold a part of its stake in two other listed companies this financial year so far and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited and raising a total of almost 5,696 crore. In February, the government had set an ambitious target to raise 2.1 trillion rupees, $28.4 billion, from asset sales in 2019-20. It has so far met less than 3% of the goal. A successful IPO and listing will see Mazagon Dock join listed peers such as state-run Cochin Shipyard Limited, which went public in August 2017, and Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Amp Engineers Limited. Mazagon Dock had received regulatory nod for its IPO in December last year. This was the second time Mazagon Dock had filed its IPO proposal. It had previously planned a share sale in 2018, when the government wanted to sell a 10% stake in the company. Yes Securities, India, Limited, Axis Capital Limited, Edelweiss Financial Services Limited, JM Financial Limited and DAM Capital Advisors Limited, earlier known as IDFC Securities Limited, are the merchant bankers managing the IPO. Mazagon Dock has a long history. It operated as a small dry dock in Mazagon village in Mumbai to service the ships of the British East India Company in 1774. The dock was then developed into a ship repair yard and later a shipbuilding yard over the course of two centuries. The company was incorporated as a private firm in 1934, and was acquired by the government in 1960 to expand its warship development program. Since 1960, it has built 795 vessels. Mazagon Dock constructs and repairs warships and submarines for use by the Indian Navy and vessels for commercial clients. It is India and Squo's only shipyard to have built destroyers and conventional submarines for the Indian Navy, besides being one of the initial shipyards to manufacture corvettes or small warships. The company operates two verticals. One is shipbuilding, under which it builds and repairs naval ships, and the second is submarine and heavy engineering, which includes building and repairing diesel-electric submarines.